Chapter 1.
This is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, I am sending my messenger ahead of you to prepare your way. Let the people hear the voice calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, level his paths. So John began to baptize in the desert. He preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. All Judea and all the people from the city of Jerusalem went out to John to confess their sins and be baptized by him in the river Jordan. John was clothed in camel hair and wore a leather garment around his waist. His food was locusts and honey, and he preached to the people, saying, After me comes one who is more powerful than I am. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. As for me, I am not worthy to bend down and untie his sandals. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And the moment he came up out of the water, heaven opened before him, and he saw the Spirit coming down on him like a dove. And these words were heard from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved, the one I have chosen. Then the Spirit drove him into the desert. Jesus stayed in the desert 40 days and was tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, but angels ministered to him. After John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee and began preaching the good news of God. He said, The time has come, the kingdom of God is at hand. Change your ways and believe the good news. As Jesus was walking along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fish for people. At once they abandoned their nets and followed him. Jesus went a little farther on and saw James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately, Jesus called them, and they followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men. They went into the town of Capernaum, and Jesus began to teach in the synagogue during the Sabbath assemblies. The people were astonished at the way he taught, for he spoke as one having authority, and not like the teachers of the law. It happened that a man with an evil spirit was in their synagogue, and he shouted, What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus faced him and said with authority, Be silent and come out of this man. The evil spirit shook the man violently and with a loud shriek came out from him. All the people were astonished and they wondered, What is this? With what authority he preaches? He even orders evil spirits and they obey him. And Jesus' fame spread throughout all the country of Galilee. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus went to the home of Simon and Andrew with James and John. As Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with fever, they immediately told him about her. Jesus went to her and, taking her by the hand, raised her up. The fever left her and she began to wait on them. That evening, at sundown, people brought to Jesus all the sick and those who had evil spirits. The whole town was pressing around the door. Jesus healed many who had various diseases and drove out many demons, but he did not let them speak, for they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, before daylight, Jesus went off to a lonely place where he prayed. Simon and the others went out, too, searching for him. And when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." Then Jesus answered, "Let us go to the nearby villages, that I may preach there too, for that is why I came." So Jesus set out to preach in all the synagogues throughout Galilee. He also cast out demons. A leper came to Jesus and begged him, "If you so will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." The leprosy left the man at once, and he was made clean. As Jesus sent the man away, he sternly warned him, "Don't tell anyone about this, but go and show yourself to the priest, and for the cleansing, bring the offering ordered by Moses. In this way, you will make your declaration." However, as soon as the man went out, he began spreading the news everywhere, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter any town. But even though he stayed in the rural areas, people came to him from everywhere.